وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the epic Battle of Karbala and how Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam manifested human rights at its best. We're going back from the beginning so we can see how human rights played a major role in the uprising and the revolution of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We mentioned previously that Imam al-Hussein, when he saw that Yazid was coming into power, he had to make the decision that he will uprise against him, because obviously Yazid is a kind of person that will take the rights of the Muslims. Yazid, the first thing he did when he came into power, he took oath, or the oath of allegiance, from people, even though his father took it prior to his death for his son. But Yazid had to reaffirm and reconfirm their allegiance to him. And he knew that only one person is going to stand against him, and that is the grandson of the Prophet, Al-Imam Al-Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. Because Imam Al-Hussein lives by the code of his father and his grandfather, which is the code of Islam, which is never to submit to oppression and oppressors. So he knew that Imam Hussein is going to be a problem for him. So he sent a special messenger to his governor in Medina, saying to him, I want you to take a special oath from Al-Hussein ibn Ali. The governor of Medina sent a request to Imam Hussein to appear in front of him, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he came. And the governor said to him, listen, Yazid is in power now, and you need to give your allegiance of oath to him. Imam Hussein, as you all know, rejected. He said, never, I would never give allegiance to Yazid. Someone like me will never give allegiance to someone like Yazid for reasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I want to dissect this act itself, giving allegiance. Now, we live in a world where we are ruled by tyrannic systems. The system might have a different leader or someone in charge of it. So back in the day, we have Yazid, Muawiyah, Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas. Now we have the same leaders, the same system, but just different leaders, right? I don't want to name names because I don't want to create tension, right? But you know what I'm saying, right? So the names of the people, the presidents, they change, but the system is still the same. Same tyrannic, same oppressive system that deprives people of their everyday rights in terms of education, in terms of food, in terms of finance, in terms of wealth. Everything is being deprived from me and you by this tyrannic system. Even our right to learn, our right to have our own ideology, our right to have our own faith, the right to practice our faith is being taken from us by these tyrannic systems. Now, where it becomes really sensitive is that me and you, we give our allegiance to these tyrannic systems without realizing, sometimes willingly, sometimes, you know, subconsciously and consciously, if I can say the least. So sometimes I live in a system where it's tyrannic, and I know it is tyrannic, but I'm happy with it. And the same people In the same way, the people of Medina, the people of Kufa, they were submitting to Yazid through that. They knew he's a tyrannic system. He's leading a tyrannic system. Yet they did not do anything about it. Now, before I continue with this point, let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he saw that Yazid was asking for allegiance and to give his oath of allegiance, Imam refused because he said, this is a tyrannic system that will deprive people of their rights and I will not accept. Me and you today, especially living in the West, in Western countries, these Western countries live by tyrannic systems. At least we know these systems are tyrannic because they are massacring Muslims around the globe, in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in a lot of countries, even non-Muslim countries, they promoting violence and they depriving people of their rights and sanctions and what have you. That's ironic. Me as a Muslim living in these systems, sometimes I am happy with that system. Why? Because it gives me medication, it gives me safety, it gives me this. So I'm fine with that. I don't raise my voice against it. I don't raise my voice against this oppressions that happens. So I become a supporter of that system. And which is a very dangerous thing to be, or position to be in. Me and you have to be very careful, very mindful of the systems that we live in, that sometimes we support them. Sometimes I do say, no, obviously I don't support the US system, for example, or the European system, or this country system. Obviously I'm against it because, you know, I will not support such a thing. But then my silence, me working to make this system great, me trying to contribute with my taxes and with my work and with my whatever, and me trying to be patriotic about it, and, you know, I take these countries and these systems to heart, is me supporting them. Me supporting them means I am violating the rights of human beings in other parts of the world. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, why did he reject to give oath of allegiance? It's because he knew that such a system will deprive people of their rights. Now, under the pretext of election, you know, we are forced to elect. And people go elect. As Muslims, they go in America, in Europe, in a lot of countries. They go and they participate in elections. A Muslim should not participate in election because when you choose a leader, you're giving him your allegiance. You're giving him your voice of confidence. You're giving him your oath of obedience. And whatever this person does, you are responsible. You will get your share of the bloodshed done by this person and his system, whether you like it or not. So you're saying to me, oh, so I should not vote? Of course you shouldn't. Because voting is basically you're accepting that system and accepting that tyrannic ways. Why did not Imam Hussein alayhi salam accept? Why did he reject this bay'ah of Yazid? Why did he say to the governor of Medina, I would never give submission to him? Because he's a transgressor. Because he's a person who takes the rights of people. And I cannot do that. Because if I do, then I'm supporting him, supporting his system. Even though he's not going to harm me personally, but I am at least supporting it. So me and you, brothers and sisters, that especially those who live in the West, when we are supporting these tyrannic systems, these tawuti systems, we are literally participating in making them stronger, making them better, making them grow on the expense of my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters who live in Muslim countries, and wherever suffering they go through, I have to bear the responsibility for that as well. So we need to be very careful. Imam Hussein made that very clear, and we need to learn from that in Karbala. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.